Making Faith Magnetic, Five Hidden Themes Our Culture Can't Stop Talking About, and How to Connect Them to Christ, by Daniel Strange. Read by me, Dan Strange.
Forward by Timothy Keller. Dan Strange has written another terrific, down-to-earth book to help believers engage in fruitful conversations with friends about faith. In an earlier book, Plugged In, Dan outlines a way to enter another person's framework of beliefs about life, then to explore and expose, that is, to both affirm and yet challenge them, and finally to redirect their good aspirations away from idols toward Christ himself. This approach, called subversive fulfillment, is the essence of good apologetics in a post-Christian, postmodern society. In the present book, Dan briefly recaps the subversive fulfillment method, but his burden here is to show how this approach plays out specifically in five areas of human longing and need. Using the work of J.H. Bavinck, he argues that there are five fundamental things for which all human beings are searching and to which all of us are inevitably drawn magnetically. They are totality, a way to fit into a larger whole; norm, a way to live a moral and good human life; deliverance, a way to fulfill and fix our incomplete hearts; destiny, a sense of freedom and agency in the world; and higher power, a way to know transcendence and the sacred. While Bavinck the missionary applied these magnetic points to the world religions, Dan helps us apply them to secular people. But that presents a challenge. As he notes in passing, some have wondered if secularism eliminates these magnetic points. After all, the agnostic or atheist does not believe in any higher power. And in key ways, secular culture resists the other four points as well. It tells us to not find our identity by fitting in, but by looking inside and defining ourselves. It tells us there are no true norms or moral absolutes for human life. It insists that we don't need anything to fix us, that we can fix and fulfill ourselves through self-realization. And it asserts that we are already free to live any way we want, as long as we do not harm anyone else. In all these ways, secularism seems to refuse to pose the questions that the religions of the world are answering. But in this case, appearances are highly deceiving. With their heads, secular people declare that there is no larger spiritual whole to fit into or transcendent realm to contact, that there are no moral absolutes, inner, God-shaped empty spaces, or divine plans. Yet Dan shows that the ways secular people live, speak, and struggle reveal that they know better in their hearts. They are seeking these things. Indeed, they are assuming their existence, despite their protestations to the contrary. To make this case to a secular friend requires great patience, gentleness, and love, and a lot of time. But in each area, Dan gives readers many cultural examples of these secular yet spiritual aspirations that will resonate. He provides tons of pointers on how to tease out and make visible the operation of these magnetic points in our lives. Finally, Dan turns to how Jesus fulfills each of these universal human longings in ways no other world religion can match. Jesus gives us an identity that connects us rather than isolating us. He is the only one who can provide a moral norm, his own character, that doesn't descend into moralism. He alone brings a finished, accomplished deliverance rather than one we must perform for ourselves. He is the one thing you can live for that does not enslave, but actually.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?